It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Okay.
Dumbass.
The sound of the Knicks being asked to not have sex for 10 weeks. Did you... We talked about it yesterday.
Yeah.
It was James Dolan.
Yep.
Chuck Nice is here. He's at the New York Comedy Club in Stamford.
Yes.
A week from tomorrow. We're linked up on the radio station website. Did you hear about this?
I did not. But
are you a Knicks fan?
I am. Now, you guys know I'm from Philly, so I'm a Sixers fan.
Right. Oh,
but yeah. I have been rooting for the Knicks ever since they got Jalen Brunson.
Yeah.
Because I love that guy.
Yeah, he's great.
And I've always loved him because I remember, you know, I've been living in New York now for like 20 whatever years, almost 30 years. And
I'm going to play this clip.
Wait, when they got him, people were so pissed.
Right.
And that's the way people feel about Jalen Hurts in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah, right.
And that's why I love Jalen Brunson.
Okay. Right. The Jalen thing. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, then you have to love like most black guys because most they're all named Jalen now.
Right.
So
he's very easy to like. Yeah. But this is James Dolan, the owner of the Knicks.
Okay.
He's owned the Knicks for a very long time.
Yeah.
He's never addressed the team. He did this 10 weeks ago, got in front of them, did a 15-minute speech kind of pumping them up.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the things he was saying is you got to practice harder. You got to your diet. Everything matters.
Speaking
and here's one of the things that he said matters.
I had this idea that maybe you should give up sex for the next 10 weeks. You don't have to give up sex for the next 10 weeks. But like Spartans, you know what Spartans are? Right? They denied themselves, right, so that they could have an edge. Get the edge. Go home, talk to your wives, tell them, don't tell them you're not gonna have sex, and don't tell them it was my idea. But let them know what this is gonna be like, what your commitment is gonna be like, and how they're gonna have to sacrifice too.
Did you hear that no one laughed when he said, don't tell him that it was my idea? Like, they're still in stunned silence.
Right.
Like,
yes.
Is he serious?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. How many Spartans do you see nowadays?
Yeah, exactly.
They're all dead.
By the way, are none of the Knicks married? Because if I told my wife we're not having sex for 10 weeks, her response would be, thank you, Jesus.
Right, yeah.
Okay. That's right. It would be the opposite.
Right. Right.
I'm like, when did we start?
I love that, James Dolan.
Exactly.
When did we start having sex?
Yeah.
So I thought we would ask, it kind of try to find right now the person who's gone the longest.
Oh, longest drought.
Longest drought.
Wow.
I don't know if we have a problem. We'll dig something up for you.
Yes.
You don't even have to be in it now. If you had one.
Yeah.
And you want to call in, and then you could tell us also how it ended.
Exactly, yes. You know,
James Dolan asked the team to go 10 weeks without sex.
Yes.
10 weeks ago.
Ten weeks.
And they won.
Well, it worked.
They did, right?
It worked,
Something happened there.
They got stuff more than baskets now. Yeah.
What? Anna.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi. I think I got everyone beat on this question, guys.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, don't use beat in this.
I held it in for a long time. I went 28 years without sex.
28 years.
Is that from birth to 28?
Yeah.
Yeah, birth to 28, yeah.
Wow. So were you in prison?
Yeah.
You're in prison?
I got to tell you, only the last eight count.
Right.
So that...
Yeah.
Yeah, really, yeah.
That,
yeah. Year one, you should not be now.
Yeah.
So you waited until you were married?
No, I'm not married.
No.
You're not married.
Oh, wow.
Right. Oh.
No.
Right.
Now, wait a minute.
I didn't do it for religious reasons. I was like, whenever I feel ready, and I didn't feel ready until I was 28.
Okay. That's actually a very cool story.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right. Yeah. And you're still not married, so this person...
No, I'm still not married.
Wow.
The person I lost it to was not my current boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
I just did it with somebody who I was comfortable with.
Like, oh, gotcha.
It wasn't
like a friend?
A
therapist?
I didn't want to make it a big deal.
So basically, waited 28 years, and then you were just like, all right, whoever.
Right.
Whatever.
It's random.
No, it was a friend.
Friend, yes.
It was like a friend, right? Someone
friend.
You knew.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a family friend.
Family friend.
Now, this family friend was not also an uncle, right? That's.
No, okay, no, good. No, no, no. I didn't.
Chuck turns it into porn immediately.
It's so dark and yeah.
It was my cousin's friend that she grew up with. Well, it was in Brazil, so.
In Brazil?
Well, there you go.
That's hot.
Yeah, there you have it.
I don't see him often, only when I visit, so I was like, this is the perfect.
What's his name?
Oh, he's Brazilian.
Right, it's Ramon.
What? That's, I have questions, but then I'm going to sound weird. So, okay. All right, very good. We're going to leave
Lovely.
It at that.
Tell
Lovely.
Me, everybody's used to it.
28 years.
28 years.
28 years.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it doesn't, it's not really 28 years.
Right. Even now it hasn't been 28
years. Yeah, I'm going to say like 17 of those 28 kind of like.
King lowered it from 20 to 17.
Yeah.
We keep going with this break.
Right. Yeah, we went from 20 to 17.
Right, so 25.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, Anna, you are in the lead.
Yes, you are.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think.
I think that's a cool story.
Very cool story.
Did you make up for the 28 years in the time sense?
Right.
Right.
Those are some of the questions I just thought.
Like every 5 seconds.
I should keep to myself.
Yeah, I don't have a filter. I'm sorry.
Right.
You're not supposed to.
No.
Jose.
Yes.
Hello.
Hey, you're on. Mm-hmm. Can you turn the radio down, please?
We don't want to hear us.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Yeah. We're tired of hearing us.
Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah.
How long has it been?
So yeah, I've gone. It's been 6 years.
6 years.
6 years.
Okay.
So are you still in this drought?
Yes. Wow. I'm a single dad, so I'm a single father. I have full custody, so I don't have time to go around dating and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
I just haven't been in the dating world.
Right.
Oh, man.
That, what a stand-up dude you are.
I love you.
You need an au pair.
Let me tell you, that is such a great story. If you would like, I will do it for you, sir.
Do what for me?
I was going to say, do you want him?
Think of you the next time.
Where are we going with this?
I got
the wrong visual, man. I'm like, what are you doing?
In other words, I'll be your proxy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't mean I was offering to you.
No, but what a great dad.
Yeah.
You are a fantastic father.
Yes, you are a catch, sir.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I try, you know.
Now, I hear these stories of these people. They put their kids, they just block out. I'm not having a relationship now because I just don't want to bring in every weirdo.
Exactly.
Yeah,
to these kids to me. It's all about the kids right now.
That's
right,
wonderful.
Right, right.
That's wonderful.
Exactly. That's what I try to do. I try to put all my effort into him at the moment. He's 8, so.
He's 8.
Right.
Ooh, you have a long way to go.
Yes, you do.
You're going to be at 28 years soon. Don't
you
worry.
Have a computer? Just kidding. Wait, what?
Say it again?
Nothing.
Don't listen to these guys. Really, both of them. They're the same. They're the same person. They're both the same.
They're so juvenile.
Thank you. Yeah. I like Colin, really.
6 years.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Jose.
6 years is good.
Yeah.
Thank you. Have a good one, guys.
You too.
Six noble years.
Noble. Very noble.
Martin.
Hello. How are you guys doing today?
Oh, it's going to be a long time.
I think we know why it's been a drought.
Okay.
All right, Martin. Go ahead.
What's it is, man. 2013, during after my divorce.
Wow.
That's how long it's been.
Wow.
You have not had sex since your divorce.
Well, probably about a year before the divorce. Yeah, it was 2014, so 2013 was the last year.
What, did she take it with her?
That's
I want that, too!
Wow, she got that.
He lost it in the settlement.
Wow.
Yep, that's exactly it. I've been offered,
You've been offered, huh?
Facilities... For dancers and things,
that's not what you want.
Yeah,
you
know, no, what the hell?
It's like, no, I'm double their species.
Yeah, you already got hustled. We're good.
Yeah, you don't need that.
Nah,
they're nothing but trouble.
Do you miss it?
No one loves me like me. Okay.
Okay, know what you want. You know how to take care of it.
Right.
You come with none of the troubles.
None.
Right.
No, you know what you like. You know what you want to eat. Yeah.
Right, there's no argument over where you're going.
And
where
you're watching TV. You can just cuddle with you.
Right. You know, in the Bible, they gave him everything. The beautiful place, they gave Eve one job. Don't eat the apple. Or she screwed that up. I mean, come on. Even God's confused.
Incorporating fruit?
He's talking about the first woman on the planet. Was asked one thing to do.
Right.
Just don't take a bite of that apple.
Right,
and of course she did it.
Right. Didn't we give her a rib also?
That's it. One thing. She had one thing.
One job.
One job.
One job.
Yep.
Right.
All right. Thank you, Martin.
But I don't miss it at all, man. You know, but, it's not all it's cracked up to be. I'll tell you that. You know, I had my wife as a teenager. I was a little whore monkey.
You were a whore monkey.
That's a great name for a band.
Sounds like something you grow in water.
It's a great name
exactly.
For a band. Whore monkeys. Yes.
Cool. All right.
Yeah, you get them out of the back of the comic books. And they come in a little package.
That's right. Yeah. How old are you?
I am 63.
All right. See, this is why
you're still young.
You know,
right. It still works.
You can still do this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know about
I've been offered. Believe
me, I heard you. The strippers.
Yeah, every day.
Those aren't good offers.
Okay. No. Chaz and AJ in the morning, we're talking about the drought. Who has the longest drought going?
Yeah.
877-764-2535. You know, James Dolan asked the Knicks to go 10 weeks without sex as they ramped up for the playoffs. And I don't know if they did, but something worked there.
Kevin Sharp.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly.
So we have 28 years. We have 6 years. We have 13 years. 877-764-2535. Nancy on the island.
Oh, boy.
Hot diggity dog. Listen, it's been 20 years.
Wonder why.
20 years.
20 years.
20 years.
Now, you're married to a much older guy, right?
Yeah, he's 80 and I'm 60.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Bad math equation.
Yeah. So, yeah.
How old were you when you met?
Oh God, I don't remember. Okay. It's been 20 years.
Were you like the years, Were you so like the nanny for 40. His kids or something like that? How did you guys meet?
Yeah.
No. As a matter of fact, he was a school bus driver. And
okay, this is getting very, very uncomfortable.
Right.
No, I'm joking.
Don't hang up on me, all right?
we love you. Go ahead.
No, because that's the love of your life is to hang up on me. I was a babysitter as a chef for other people, not the people you know.
Okay, yeah. He was driving the bus?
Literally.
So you put the kids on his bus? And,
right.
Yeah, well, there was a little bus. So, and then... one day he got out to clean the window. He wanted to see how tall I was because I'm 5'8".
Yeah.
And so, okay, so he asked me to dinner, blah, blah, blah. This was during Hurricane Sandy. We got married in a month during Hurricane Sandy.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. And you've been together ever since.
Love it. Well, it's true love.
Wow. Yeah.
And no need for sex when you have true love.
No, and I'm telling you something right now. A hand to God, I do not want sex.
You don't want it, no.
And no, and he can't have it because...
We're having a hard time as men believing a wife doesn't want to have sex.
Yeah, tell me about it.
So I don't know.
Is this a new thing?
No.
Yeah.
It's a thing of people.
Yeah, I'm always telling my wife, no.
Yeah, stop. Stop. No.
Stop.
No.
And I tell her, no means no.
I'm not an object.
Stop it.
Yes. All right, Nance.
You are the lawyer.
Thank you.
Listen...
Nance, I have to go.
Yeah,
you do this to me all the time.
I know you do. Can I just say one thing? I have the most amazing vibrator.
All right.
So glad you
Kim in East Haven.
So glad you
Yes!
I'm so glad I heard that.
Nancy, that could have gone unsaid. It would have been fine. It would have been fine.
Closing sign of freak out.
The best segue ever.
I'm going to point the dollar at me.
We love you, Nancy.
Kim?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank
I'm
you.
I'm bad now, thank you.
Yeah, now I got nothing to say now.
I hear you.
So it's been 19 years when I left my ex.
Oh.
I had four of my five kids were 12 and under, and that was my priority.
There you go.
What happened? Did he pass?
No. I wish he did, but no.
I lost my ex. Oh, we're so sorry. No, he's not dead. Right. I left him at Disney World, and I haven't seen him since.
Yeah, I purposely lost him.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
I drove off looking for you.
And I'm currently 66, and I'm happy as a lark.
Happy
Okay, so you don't need it.
Yep.
Yeah, no, okay.
It's so weird. Everybody is so happy without sex.
Right.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't think it's the sex so much as it is the other person.
There you go.
You know?
Right.
Right. It's what it's attached to.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was never good at picking men, so I'm much happier on my own.
You're out of the men picking business.
Right.
Oh, heck yeah.
It's about you now.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Listen, if you're happy as a lark.
Like I said, I'm 66. I just retired. I just bought a new place on top of a mountain. I watch the sunsets. I watch the sunrises. I have two dogs. Yeah, I'm good.
Mm-hmm. And an amazing...
Hobby.
None of that.
Hobby.
No.
I grow vegetables.
That's fun. And zucchini?
Yes.
Zucchini.
The English cucumbers are huge.
All right, Kim. Thank you. Yes. It sounds like you got to figure it out. You too.
Nice.
We're talking about the longest drought. We got 19 years, 20 years, 28 years, 6 years, 13.
These are a lot of numbers.
Let's go to Jay.
I don't have a drought, but I will say what ends a drought.
What ends a drought?
What ends a drought?
What ends it?
Fat chicks.
Wow. Wow.
I'm so glad we talked. I feel like if you could be canceled for that, so I'm glad you said it. You know what I mean?
You know.
Some people really like that.
Yeah,
I know people who really love that.
Yeah.
You know
what? Fat chick will end a drought any day.
And why is that?
They'll all come.
Isn't that kind of like a stereotypical trope that fat women do it because nobody wants them? But, you know, what if you do like them? You know, like sometimes my wife is like a supermodel. And sometimes I look at her and I'm like, yeah, I wish she would just like kind of fat and
eat a sandwich.
Yeah.
Can you dial down this hotness, please?
Yeah, but really.
I'd like to know what it's like having sex with an average person.
I'm overwhelmed. Yes, thank you.
Yes. Yeah, I think the same thing of my wife. I'm like, oh my God, can you just dial it down?
Dial it down.
You're too sexy.
Yeah. See, I'm trying to end my drought right now.
Because she's listening.
Yeah, see, because we know she's listening.
Right.
You know what is interesting, though? Women know when you're getting it and when you're not.
Yes.
And when you're single and it's been a while.
Oh, yeah. It repels them.
They know.
It repels them. They run.
They're like,
screaming.
Ooh, no.
Yep.
Yeah, but when you're getting it.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, I'm fine.
Right.
Yeah. They're like, hi.
Yeah, they say the best thing to attract a woman is a girlfriend.
Oh, wow. That's right.
Wow.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Do we end with Robin Manorville?
I don't know.
That's it.
Rob, we're going to have to put a limit on the amount of times you call in the show. We'll do that tomorrow. But for today, what do you got?
23 years.
And you're 23, right?
And we all are confused as to how this can happen.
And you're 23 years old, right?
No, I'm 36. It just took me until I was 23 to lose. Hey, look, I saw my first nudie mag when I was in third grade in the woods because somebody throws porno mags in the woods everywhere. But when I finally lost
the woods of Manorville, Long Island.
Don't walk through those woods.
This phenomenon goes deep. Trust me, if you look deep into it, there are porno mags in the woods all over the place during the 80s and the 90s. I don't know nowadays, but...
That's a weird Hansel and Gretel story.
Yeah.
Very weird.
Right. Johnny Porno Seat.
Right.
Goodbye.
Right. Yeah.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Transform your home in one weekend and save big money at Menards. Protect and enjoy your outdoor living space with Thompson's semi-transparent wood sealer. It maintains wood's natural color and provides durable year-round protection from water and sun damage in just one coat. Save big money on Thompson's water seal products. Our knowledgeable team is ready to help bring your dreams to life 1 gallon at a time. Stop by your local Menards today. Save